and welcome to Family Worship Radio. I am your host, Lee Dodd. Today we will be dipping back into Proverbs chapter 2, verses 9 through 15, and I will read our text for the day. Then you will understand righteousness and justice and equity, every good path. For wisdom will come into your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will watch over you, and understanding will guard you, delivering you from the way of evil, from men of perverted speech, who forsake the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perverseness of evil, men whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. That is the reading of God's Word for this study. In this text, we see a clear division. The first three verses, 9, 10, and 11, leading into verse 12, describes so plainly, so clearly, so wonderfully, the preserving effect of wisdom. This is wisdom that is rooted in the heart. This is wisdom that has been embraced by the hearer. They have heard the call of wisdom. They have responded in faith. They have embraced God's truth in God's ways. It has taken root in the heart and thus changed everything about them. Their decisions will no longer be made according to man's wisdom, but to the wisdom from above, God's wisdom. Children, this is for you. If you want to be able to make right decisions, if you want to please mom and dad, ultimately if you want to please the Lord, then His wisdom will fill your heart and mind if you will embrace it. Then you will have the very tools you need to make the best decisions, the God-honoring decisions, and your life will be preserved from so much hurt. Look at the language in verse 11, that discretion will watch over you. It will keep you. I cannot help but think of Psalm 121 and the numerous times that we see God keeping His people, protecting His people. It is the wisdom of God that protects the people of God. Discretion watches us. Understanding guards us. And wisdom delivers us from the way of evil. This is the preserving effect of God's wisdom. If you want safety, then cling to God's wisdom with all your might. In Christ, you are safe. And then the final verses of this text, 12 through 15, four verses that describe ultimately the way of evil and the men of evil, their perverseness. They have been hardened by the deceitfulness of sin, and they are all around us. Whether we are 6 years old or 66 years old, there are men who would do us harm and draw us into the paths of sin. I am reminded of the story in Pilgrim's Progress, one of my favorite books. In the story, Christian and Hopeful are walking on the road to the Celestial City, and off to the right, on the side of the road, there are these grand silver mines, and there at the entrance to the silver mines stands Demas. If you remember Demas in the Bible, children, Demas was an associate of Paul, one who traveled and ministered alongside Paul for some time. But the Bible tells us that Demas forsook Paul. He left him, having a love for this present world, the things of this world. Whether that was riches, whether that was pleasures, we do not know exactly. But Demas left Paul, left the work of the gospel, for the pleasures of this world. It is a very sad story in our Bible. And here, in Pilgrim's Progress, Demas is standing by the silver mines, and he's mining earthly treasure. As Christian and Hopeful come down the road on the way to the Celestial City, Demas calls out to them. He calls out to them and says, "Here is a silver mine, and some are digging in it for treasures. If you will just come, with a little pain you may richly provide for yourselves." And Hopeful, hearing this, is tempted to turn and see. To Christian he says, "Let us go and see." And Christian essentially says, "No way. I have heard of this place before now, and how many there have been slain. And besides that, the treasure is a snare for those that seek it, and it hinders them in their pilgrimage." Christian goes on to say, "This is a dangerous place, and if we turn in here, Hopeful, it will cost us our lives." So Christian turns to Hopeful and closes the discussion. "Let us not stir a step," he says, "but still keep on our way." This is the preserving influence of godly wisdom. It will keep us safe. So hearers, young and old, apply your heart to wisdom. Wisdom is from above. We must ask God for it. As James tells us in the first chapter, ask of God wisdom. He is faithful to give it to us. So let's be grateful for the wisdom that we have. Let's be asking God for more and more of His wisdom. Let's search the Scriptures diligently that we might grow in wisdom and know life and security and peace with God. That concludes our study today. Thank you for listening to Family Worship Radio. God bless you.